Some drivers in the Cape Breton Regional Municipality say they'll be struggling with high fuel prices in the long run because the conflict in the Middle East is disrupting international oil shipments through the Strait of Hormuz. These drivers say high fuel prices are the new normal.
It's not going to go down for a while. Not much we can do until government makes up their minds.
I can't see the price of the gas going down in the near future with what's going on globally. Hopefully it will go down at some point in time, but I can't see it until maybe next spring.
The price is too high. It's crazy. Like, now it's affecting everybody's cost of living, like, you know, food, everything.
The Nova Scotia Energy Board's Eric Kirby says it's difficult to say if history will repeat itself for drivers who saw fuel prices eventually decrease significantly after record highs in 2022 after Russia invaded Ukraine.
I'm not going to predict which one's going to happen, but I think the demand for summer driving probably will drive it up. On the other hand, if that conflict does resolve itself, you may actually see it come down even with the higher driving demand in the summer. We'll be back in that $40, $50 range as opposed to the $2 range.
At that time, Cape Breton fuel prices reached record highs, with gas peaking at $2.18 per liter and diesel at about $2.51. Meanwhile, some drivers say they'll practice their patience and get in line in order to save at the pumps. Circle K offered a four-hour bargain last week to save 10 cents per liter on gas. Drivers were already on standby before their discount started at the Glace Bay location, and the Sydney location quickly filled up with customers, with staff directing drivers who were waiting in rows, and they tell Coast Radio the wait is worth it.
I'm here for the gas. It's, you know, any break is good for us, yeah.
I'm 73 years old. I never ever thought it was going to turn out like this. Never in my life.
It's just getting worse by each day. I just want to get some gas, pay a little bit cheaper for it, you know?
Not every day you get this. This is why I'm here, because to fill it up, it's $100.
Some said it reminded them of the aftermath of Hurricane Fiona 4 years ago, when extended power outages resulted in long lineups at the service stations. The owner-operator of some taxi and delivery companies says he's trying to hold back in raising fares because of the cost of fuel. Jim Donohue is urging the province, meanwhile, to provide rebates or some form of relief for taxi drivers.
Definitely, between the workers and the hospitals and whatnot, people will be left stranded on the side of the road. So I do believe we are an essential service.
Donohue says because of the price of fuel, he had to raise the cost of deliveries by about $1, and it may be soon time to start the process of increasing taxi fares.
We all don't know where the price of gas is going to go. We just, in the taxi market, we just don't want to raise our prices and then the gas go back down and then, you know, be stuck and price ourselves out of the market as well.
Donohue says increasing taxi fares can be complicated because it involves approval from the municipality while ensuring a minimal impact on customers. He says if the fares increase, it would cost a dollar or two more for the average cab ride. Speaking of the municipality, the CBRM Director of Public Works says there won't be any service changes for now, given the price of fuel. John Phelan says so far, the municipality remains on track in delivering services with no plans for cuts, even though fuel prices continue to climb.
We have to do the services, we still have to fix the roads, we have to do whatever, we still have to get our deliveries of salt and deliver our stuff, our garbage, and we still have to put the buses on the road. So there's very little we can do to curtail our use.
Phelan explained some areas where they can save.
Now, we have been buying newer vehicles that are more fuel efficient, and we have an anti-idling policy that we follow, so we'll be taking a look at those things. If there's anything we can do to save fuel, we will.
The municipality has a provincial rate for fueling up their vehicles. It comes in at about 20 cents less per liter for both gas and diesel. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.